Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, always doing smart thinking interviews, and this is a very interesting segment we've got on the program now, Michael.
We have. I'd like to welcome to the show Francesca. She's the CEO of Crohn's and Colitis Awareness Month. Hi, Francesca.
Hello.
You're a peak body that I guess urges early diagnosis of, to avoid serious long-term health damage in and around this, aren't you?
Yes, that's right, yeah. Crohn's and Colitis Australia has been around for about 27 years, and our main purpose is to provide support and information for people who have been diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease. Our awareness month, the focus of our awareness month, which was actually in May, was to encourage people to speak up if they have bowel disease or if they have any type of bowel symptoms, because if they leave it too long and they actually do have an inflammatory bowel disease, then it can cause long-term damage.
How do you know, though, if you have a problem like this?
It has to be diagnosed, of course. See, the problem is that a lot of people are actually too embarrassed to go to their doctor if they have a bowel problem. You know, they put up with grumbling stomachs or diarrhea or pain. For some reason, people tend to think that it's okay to put up with that until it gets to a point where, unfortunately, some people do find themselves in the emergency ward. Mm-hmm. You need to go to your doctor and have a proper diagnosis, and that can involve anything from blood tests to x-rays and a colonoscopy until a final proper diagnosis is made. One of the issues that we find is that people confuse inflammatory bowel disease with irritable bowel syndrome, which is a completely different disease. Mm. And because of that, they self-diagnose. Mm. So they go online and they, you know, see the symptoms are similar. And so they try to basically heal themselves through diet or you know, going to naturopaths or whatever. And unfortunately, that means that the disease progresses within the bowel. Yeah. And once it progresses, it gets to a point where a surgery is inevitable. And really, we're trying to discourage that level of disease activity in the body.
Yeah, a friend of mine had that. He was saying the pain was pretty excruciating. Yeah. And it wasn't until, at those last moments that, you know, he suddenly got some help and, you know, he's getting better now. But it's something that you've got to manage, though, for the rest of your life.
You do. It is a chronic illness, and yes, you do need to manage it. You manage it through drug therapy. Obviously, you need a close relationship with your specialist and, you know, and a dietitian as well. Some people find that they have intolerances to wheat and to lactose, but not everybody. It is a case-by-case situation. Certainly, stress management helps because people do feel quite anxious when they have the disease. You know, one of the symptoms is urgency, and this can be extremely stressful. Mm. So we do encourage meditation and any type of stress management technique that can help you manage that.
Now, the numbers around this are absolutely extraordinary. Over 70,000 people in Australia live with this disease, and you're expecting a rise by 23% by the year 2020. They just seem absolutely extraordinary in numbers.
Yes, they are, unfortunately. We expect the rise because more and more people are being diagnosed. Mm. So it seems to be a modern disease.
They're much younger too, aren't they? You know, I guess, you know, when I started researching this, I just sort of thought it was an older person's sort of disease. But really, the diagnosis is anywhere between 15 and 35. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. It is very much a young person's disease. And we're finding that children as young as 12, 4, 5 are now being diagnosed. So kids are being diagnosed younger these days as well.
So does this disease discriminate? Is it more a Caucasian type of thing or...?
No, the disease doesn't discriminate. Really, anyone can get it, although we have found that Jews of European descent are probably 5 times more likely to contract to have inflammatory bowel disease.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, it's a very interesting topic and something we all need to be aware of and look out for, and it's just another test to maybe put on that yearly physical checkup, hey?
Yes, that's right. Yep, early diagnosis certainly makes a difference.
Francesca, thank you very much for your time on today's show.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.